Welcome to An Alaskan Moment. A moment is a measure of time, 90 seconds. An Alaskan moment lasts a little longer, sometimes twice as much. Every Monday morning, from Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting in Sandpoint, apradio.org. This week in Alaska history, February 22, 1850, Josiah Martin Turner was born in Michigan. He became the Turn Mayor of Skagway, a member of the Territorial Senate, and U.S. Marshal for the 1st Judicial Division.
February 23, 1985, the Fairbanks News Miner ceased being Alaska's wildest newspaper when it adopted the standard newspaper format rather than its distinctive 17-inch width. February 24, 1879, Charles August Salzer was born in Rosalie, New Jersey. He became a member of the Alaska Territorial Senate, then delegate in Congress from Alaska. February 25, 1997, the U.S. Supreme Court, hearing a case originating with the natives of Venity, ruled that lands conveyed by the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act does not constitute federally recognized Indian country.
February 26, 1917, Mount McKinley National Park was established. It is now incorporated into the Denali National Park and Preserve. February 27, 1923, the 1,400-foot Tanana River Steel Bridge on the Alaska Railroad at Nenana was completed. February 28, 1967, climbers completed the first winter ascent of Mount McKinley. This week in Alaska history, compiled by Robert N. DeArmond of Sitka, courtesy of the Alaska Historical Society.
Now for your poem. Today's poem is found in the book Hunger and Dreams, the Alaskan Women's Anthology, edited by Patricia Monahan, published by Fireweed Press in Fairbanks, 1983. The Hands of Mary Jo, by Mary Tallmountain. For my mother, an Athabascan woman, her hands lift and tend king salmon, cherish the skin of her child, light as willow buds, thread a needle's invisible eye in dim flickering lamplight, fingers weave patterns in violet and amber beads. The brown pearl hands, etched with tiny lines, curled into little cups, stiffened yet with delicate touch, draw a comb of tortoise shell through dark silvered hair. Hands that float in rhythms, smooth as river drift, attuned to daily music of her hidden life. Now lie folded in her lap, trembling minutely, the hands of Mary Jo await the approaching silence.